Were there a lot of people like in the canoeing world who were making canoes the same way Ralph did, or
no? They make something similar, but it's nothing. It's not nearly as nice.
Not as nice, not as well thought out.
Not as detailed, not as authentically accurate as these boats. These boats are patterned after actual boats. They're patterned after actual specifications on 20-foot birch bark canoes that were built by Ojibwe. So, you know, this is what they would build. It looks like they built this. When you're done with this, if you were to put this up to, wouldn't it be fun to have that one that went up north? Have that here. If you would put my 16-foot canoe next to this little 16-footer that's an actual 100-year-old birch bark, you'd look at the two and you'd shake your head. You'd go, my gosh, modern materials, but it looks just like the 100-year-old birch bark. And that's what's fun about it. They're the nicest replicas that there is. And Ralph invented the whole thing.
Amazing.
And that's what's so fun about it. You know, you take it to places and people just love them because they look so real.
But they're fiberglass and...
But it's a fiberglass hull. Everything else, and what makes it real is the detail you put into it. It's the lashing. I'm doing that by hand. There are 80 of them. It's going to take me a week to lash the canoe. It took me a day to make each of the thwarts that are in that canoe.
And once the white cedar's in here, it just takes on a whole different personality. You look at it from the top side and go, wow, that's a birch bark.
Yeah, the ribs and planks, it's going to look just like a birch bark.
And, ribs,
and that's the white cedar you're hopefully going to pick up next week, you say?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We'll split that and we'll plank cane ribs out of it.
Wow. I mean, in terms of the tools, I mean, like, well, obviously they didn't have, like, you know, like Makita drills there or anything, but I mean, like...
I'm using modern tools. You know, it's a modern system, it's a modern shop. I could go back, well, for example, the planking, there's a thing outside there, a little thing I made, it's called a Schnitzelbunk. It's a foot vise. I will split the logs by hand. I will use a fro, which is another tool that will help me to split out planks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it on the Schnitzelbunk and I'll shave it by hand. I mean, there's no better way to do it. So that's what I'm going to do. It's all done by hand. I handmade all the wood on this canoe. I started with planks of wood, and there it is. It's all handmade. So there are modern tools being used: drills, drill press, vacuum cleaner, table saw. But it's the same basic process as the Indians used. There are some shortcuts that I'm using, but in the end, it's still a hand-built canoe. And when you do the ribs and planks, it's just like the Indians did it.
How did Ralph teach? Like, how did he? Was he like really hands-on, or was he one of those teachers who just sort of lets you learn on your own? Or how did?
Keep in mind that I spent a lot of time in this shop.
Yeah.
And Ralph knew that I had abilities. I'm a carpenter. I mean, I'm a mechanic. There are things that I can do that are different than the normal person.
Yeah.
So the way Ralph would teach me, he'd come down and he'd say, all right, we're going to lash the canoe. He'd drill the holes and I'd watch what he'd do. He'd say, okay, the first one in the middle, and then I'd just look at it. And then we'd put a nail in and he'd lash it and like that. And then he'd go, all right, I'll see you later.
Just hand it to you.
And that's how Ralph taught me. We're working in the molds. And we get the glass, we start putting the glass in the mold, and he sets it up like that. And then he goes and I gotta answer the phone. He comes back an hour later and says, okay. All right, now we're gonna put the resin in. And he'd start with the resin, and then he'd hand me the thing and then he'd tell me, no, you're not doing that right. Right? And then you gotta push this way, you gotta do that, you gotta do that. So he was hands-on, but then once you got going, he walked away. Said, it's gonna be what you make it. And he was good at that because he used to rent his molds out to people with written directions and say, build a canoe. And Ralph wrote the directions. And if you couldn't follow directions, you had a mess in your yard. It was horrible. So, I don't know. He was very patient with me. I think he was extraordinarily patient with me, more patient than he was with anybody else. He was a man who could bark at people. He barked at me. He did a fair enough amount of barking at times when I was younger. But the last couple of years I was here, he had an extraordinary amount of patience. Because I think he understood it's a very complex process, and there's a lot of detail there. I would see things and do that, and I think that he recognized that. So he had a lot of patience with me. I can't say he did with a lot of other people.
He didn't have it with a lot of other people.
So I was fortunate in that we had.
But you had a lot of abilities, and you were a quick study, so you could, you know, or you'd make a mistake, and you'd be like, no, do it this way, and then you'd be like, okay, I see what you're saying. This is I see the logic in what, you know.
Well, I understood what he was doing because I could see. And one of the ways that I learned, I grew up in an auto body shop. And you don't talk to a man while he's working. He's working. You watch. And I think this is the way kids apprenticed when they were younger. Their job was to hold the tools and pass and to watch. Not to look at the birds. You're going to watch what I'm doing. Watch and watch and watch and watch and watch. And then this is the way I learned from my father. Then my dad would say, okay, now you do it. That would be it. And then he would say, well, try this. And then he'd walk away. So my dad and Ralph were a lot alike in that respect.
Germans.
So trial by fire, get in it and try. Yeah. But you watch, and what you do is you. I saw things when Ralph worked that I think normal people didn't see because I was trained to do that by my father. So I watch and watch and watch, and I am very visual. I can learn just by watching you do it. I'll make mistakes because I can't catch everything, but that's the fun thing because Ralph would correct that, and there it is. And I'm still making mistakes. Don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. There are a lot of mistakes on this boat, but that's okay. It's a handmade boat, and if it was, if it looked like every other boat, you knew it came out of a machine and it wasn't handmade. So that's the fun part about it, is it looks like it's handmade, it's not perfect.